Making an offer. Introduction. Remember, commercial buyers and their agents should never trust what the seller says. The seller and the listing broker want to make the property look attractive to buyers for one reason: they want to sell it. To accomplish this task, the seller might try to make it look like the NOI on the property is higher than it actually is. Experienced commercial buyers anticipate this and never rely solely on the information provided by the broker and the seller, certainly not on the information listed on LoopNet or CoStar. Instead, buyers take their own research and create a pro forma, cash flow projection, for the property that will include projections based upon their own investment goals. They run the property's numbers, factoring in the age and condition of the roof and HVAC, as well as any future repairs or expenses, in order to decide whether it is a good investment. It is a good idea for buyers to get multiple quotes from contractors so that they can accurately predict how much it will cost to perform these repairs. Quotes for repairs help inform the buyer's offer. Buyers do not want to overpay for a property. Keep in mind that an offer is rarely going to be asking price. Buyers want to make sure that they can attain their investment goals and will look carefully into the future performance of the property. If buyers do not believe that they can achieve their goals by paying the asking price, then they will arrive at a number they are comfortable paying. Letter of Intent, LAOI. There are typically two ways that a buyer will make an offer on a commercial property. Depending upon the popularity and attractiveness of a property, buyers will either want to submit a contract right away or send a letter of intent, LOI, to the owner. Unless the property is hot and the buyer fears someone else will snap it up, most interested parties do not want to involve an attorney straight away. They will opt instead for their agent to submit an LOI. LO is looked at in the industry as a starting point. Often there will be terms and conditions, price, and an amount for deposit stipulated in the letter if all terms and conditions are agreed to by the seller. LO it should be based upon due diligence, so the buyer has an out. The buyer's agent should ask the seller's agent how soon the seller can get all documents and financials together for buyer and lender reviews. Sending a letter of intent does not cost the interested party a dime. He or she is merely stating the intent to purchase the property for specific terms communicated in the LOI. If the seller does not like the terms, he or she will let the agent know. Opting for an LOI over a formal contract can be somewhat risky because of the possibility of an intervening bid from another buyer. As stated earlier in the text, letters of intent are not usually binding agreements, so there is little risk involved in sending one to a seller. The non-binding nature of LO allows the buyer the possibility of submitting multiple letters of intent to different building owners at the same time. In addition to their non-binding nature, LOIs are typically short and sweet, though they can be lengthier, and do not take long to write and send to a seller or property owner. Once both parties have agreed to the terms in the LOI and negotiated all other terms, the buyer's attorney will put them into the contract. Keep in mind that some LOIs can be binding, though enforcing them can be difficult. What to include in an LOI? As stated above, an LOI is typically short and sweet, 2 pages at most. The letter should contain the agent's name, the brokerage's name, and current contact information. Use the brokerage's company letterhead for a more official appearance. Review the letter carefully, checking for proper spelling and grammar, and ensuring that the terms included are what the buyer specifically wanted. The body of the LOI should clearly communicate the buyer's intent to purchase the property, including the buyer's fair price offer, and an explanation of the basic terms. The buyer will base the offer on his or her own market research, arriving at what he or she considers a fair price for the property in question. The offer will rarely be the seller's asking price. Space at the end of the letter should be provided for the offerer and the seller's signatures, printed names, and the date. The LOI should also include: bullet a time period for due diligence. the due diligence period in commercial real estate is much like the option period in residential real estate, only much longer. The buyer will want a due diligence period of at least 3 months for a commercial property. 3 months will give the buyer time to order and perform all of the necessary building and property inspections, review all tenant leases, request Estapel certificates from existing tenants, go over the budget with a fine-toothed comb, speak to the property management company, and verify zoning, permitting, and use with the proper authorities. Bullet: inspection issues that can kill a deal. An agent should ensure that the client has ample time to research and review every aspect of the property that could end up costing the buyer money after purchase. Think of the due diligence period as the fact-finding period before the deal goes to close. Bullet: if the buyer is taking out a loan to purchase the property, then a financing period should be indicated in the letter that will allow the buyer time to contact lenders and arrange for financing. The amount of money for a deposit or option money on the property will usually be a percentage of the agreed-upon purchase price. Bullet: the letter should indicate a specific deadline for the buyer's attorney to draw up the contract after the initial LOI agreement. If the buyer wants the property, then he or she will want to progress to a contract as soon as possible to ensure that the property does not go under contract to anyone else. Bullet: the LOI should also indicate repairs the buyer wants the seller to address before closing and the date by which the buyer wants to close. A seller can agree to the terms of a buyer's LOI, but since, in most cases, it is a non-binding agreement, the seller still has the opportunity to shop for other offers or even go to contract with another buyer. Keep in mind that there may be multiple competing offers on a property, and the seller will be motivated to take the best one. Texas Realtors Registered Trademark Commercial Letter of Intent to Purchase. A sample copy of this document is in your resource drawer.